Lekuta Sichas Chelik Yud Aleph Parsha Boy Sicha Beis, and this Sicha is also a Siyam of Masechta Pesachim. Now, Pasuk V'chol B'chayr Adam B'vanecha Tivde, in the Pasuk in our Parsha, which says, in every firstborn of people of amongst your sons, you shall redeem. L'meidem Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi learns from this Pasuk, Noitzav Aletzam Achiyah V'av Livdeis as B'noi B'chayri, in addition to the simple obligation that a father has to redeem his firstborn son, which is the obvious limud of the pasuk. In addition to that, the Yerushalmi said that we learn from this pasuk, she'im lo pada av es benoy, that if the father did not do a pidyon ben for his son, chayev ben livda sasatzme, the son is now obligated to redeem himself, kishiyagdil, when he becomes an adult, becomes responsible himself. Omnom beBavli. However, in the Bavli, lemedim dinzem pasuk padei sifte. We learn it from another pasuk, which is written further in the Torah. You shall redeem, and then the Parsha Kairach, which is written in Parsha Kairach. Tzarech lahavin. So we have to understand. My benayu meeze pasuk elfinush im loy padei aviv chayv liftesatzme. What's the difference? Which pasuk you learn it from? What is the difference practically, whether you learn it from this pasuk or that pasuk? Why is there a machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi on this? Number two, my time of Bavli nilmed huma pasuk padei sifte, and then the question is, why taka? Now that we accept that there will be a difference, why is it that the Bavli says that we learn it from padei sifte, and Yerushalmi it's learned from our pasuk, from the pasuk in our parsha? In other words, what's the difference where you learn it from? Now there is a difference. There is a difference between the mitzvah as it is described in our parsha and the mitzvah pidyon haben as it's described in Parsha Kairach. Number one difference is that the firstborn amongst your sons you shall redeem, or as the pasuk says, and the firstborn of my sons I shall redeem. In other words, it's talking about your son. In other words, that the pasuk here is saying that it's the father that has to redeem his son. Whereas in Parsha Kairach it just simply states, "Ach padei sifte es b'chayr adam," you shall redeem the firstborn of a person. In other words, that it doesn't lay the obligation on the father. It simply states that a firstborn needs to be redeemed. Doesn't say who has to do the redeeming. And the second difference is, b'parsha seinu batzi v'behem shuch leinin yitzias mitzrayim. In our parsha, it relates the pidyon haben to the fact that we came out of Mitzrayim. Who atam letzibah zayin gives that as the reason why you need a pidyon haben, as the pasuk says, vahiki hiksha pare l'shol chelu, that when pare didn't want to send us forth, vayareg Hashem kol b'cher b'eretz Mitzrayim, therefore Hashem killed all the firstborn, al kain, and therefore kol b'cher b'nai efter, you shall redeem all the firstborn of my sons. B'parsha Kairach, whereas in Parsha Kairach nema pidyon haben b'parsha matnis kohuna, over there the pidyon haben is written within the context of all the different types of gifts that are given to the kohen. U'b'yisafas pratim, and over there he gets, so in other words, it's connected to the gifts that a kohen gets, doesn't relate it to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And also gives some more details. Miben chaydesh, now tells you when it should be done, at when the child is a month old, Chamesh Eshkolim, it gives you the amount that you have to use in order to redeem the son, and so on. Valpize Yesh Lefarish, based on this we can explain, Tama Hefresh Shebein HaBavli VaYerushalmi B'negeil HaMekedosh HaLadin, why the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi in regards to the source of the din that the son has to redeem himself. That if the father didn't redeem him, Shaben Chayiv Liftes Esatzme, that the child has to not child anymore, but that the son has to redeem himself. But in order to understand the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and their source, we first have to explain the end of Masechet Pesachim, which concludes with the Inyan of Pidyon HaBen. B'Seif Masechet Pesachim Issa, at the conclusion of Masechet Pesachim, it says, Rab Simloi Ikla Pidyon HaBen. Rab Simloi arrived to a Pidyon HaBen, Boim and Esa, they asked him a question. They said as follows, Pshita al Pidyon HaBen, it's clear without question that for the Pidyon HaBen, that this bracha that is made on the Pidyon HaBen itself, that you have sanctified us with your mitzvah and commanded us on the redeeming of the son, Avia ben Mevarech. Clearly, it's the father of the son, the boy that makes that bracha. Baruch Shechiyonu v'kimanu v'giyonu zman hazeh. But the question is, what about the Shechiyonu which is made? Is it Kayin Mevarech? Does the Kayin that receives the pidyon make that bracha? Avia ben Mevarech. And he gives the reasons to see it either way. Kayin Mevarech tekomate anol yodei. Is it the Kayin that makes the bracha because he receives the benefit? He's the one that gets the five shkolim. Avia ben Mevarech, or is it the father that makes the bracha, the ka'abid mitzvah, because he's the one that's doing the mitzvah? So that was their question. Lo yhava biyodei. He didn't know the answer to that. Also, Shaul Bei Midrasha. So he went and he asked in the Beis Medrash, "What's the halacha?" Amrulei, they said to him, "Avia ben Mevarech. It's the father that makes the bracha Shechiyonu Shtayim. It's the father that makes both brachas. The Hilchasa Avia ben Mevarech Shtayim. And the halacha is that the father makes both brachas. The Tzaruch Lav. And so we have to understand about this exchange. Harei habaye kayim mevarech avia ben mevarech. The question whether the father makes it or the kayim makes it, he rak ben egele bircha shechiyonu. It only pertains to the bracha of shechiyonu, which who makes the shechiyonu. Uma mokim lahagdama. So then, why did they make an introduction to this question with the milsa de pshita, something which is obvious and everybody knows that pshita al pidyon haben avia ben mevarech? Why did they introduce the question of who makes the Shechiyonu by saying that which is clear to everyone, which is that the father makes the first bracha? Why did they include it into the question? V'hine kasha zuhik shebetzlach. The Tzlach is a commentary on Masechet Pesachim, asks this question, umetaretz, and he answers, that kavonim azel lehadgish ha'abaye bebircha Shechiyonu bo mitzad adiyak benusach ha'bracha shel pidyon haben. That the reason that they ask the question about Shechiyonu is because when we focus on the bracha of Asheg Edishonu or Pinyin HaBen, that leaves the question in regards to the Shechiyonu. Umavayir Ezeh B'Shnei Efanim. He explains it in two ways. Number one, Mizeh Shemavarchim Al Pinyin HaBen V'Loi Liftois, from the fact that we make the bracha Al Pinyin HaBen and not Liftois HaBen, from this it's clear that you can send a shliach to do the pidyon haben for you. The difference between al pidyon haben or any bracha for that matter, al bir chametz or al whatever the mitzvah is, and liftos is if you do the mitzvah yourself, the one who has the obligation does the mitzvah. So then he says liftos. Or like in the case of a milah, if the father does the milah himself, he would say lomul haben. If someone else does it on your behalf, so then you say al pidyon haben or al hamila, which is what most cases do, because a mayil is doing it on behalf of the father. So from the fact that we make the bracha al pidyon haben, it means that anyone would be able to do it, a shliach could do it too, and that's why we make al pidyon haben. And since we're making the bracha al pidyon haben, the misereres habaya, then that's why the question came up, mi mevarach bicha shechiyonu, who's the one that makes the shechiyonu? Avia ben mevarach, so is it the father that makes it? Apapishamib pneze tuvuta lefa'amim bracha zu. That would mean that if the shliach was doing it, so since he doesn't have the mitzvah, he wouldn't be making the bircha shechiyonu, so therefore no shechiyonu would be made. Now that we know that a shliach can do it, so the question is, should the father make it, and thereby in the occasion where the father can't do it and somebody else does it, there would be no shechiyonu. or Hayne Basiyasa Shliach Liftes his Bnei. In other words, when he makes a Shliach, Mekol Makam Ma'av Mevarach Mishum Nekav in Mitzvah. But still, do we say we still give it to the father because he's the one doing the mitzvah? And even if that will lead to occasionally the bracha is not made, it's the father's mitzvah. He should make the Shechiyonu. Or do we say Shetam Zeh? That this reason, bitla brach shenasa alidei shliach, that we would not be making the bracha if it was done through a shliach, machriya l'takin sha'kayin mevarach, that would be, that in itself would be a reason that we should have the kayin do it. Sha'oz mevarach b'chol pinyin aben, because then the bracha would be made by every pinyin aben. Ma'achad egemati yana oliyodai b'chol pam, because to the kayin it makes no difference who's redeeming it, the father himself or a shliach. He always gets the benefit of the five shkolim. Therefore, we would always be making the shechiyanu. That's one way of explaining it. Beis, another way of explaining it. Hanusach al pidyon haben mechiach she'ein mitzvah hapinyon nases v'nigmeres al yedei avi haben l'chud. The fact that you say al pidyon haben means, why are you saying al and not liftos haben? That means, the fact that you say al means that it's not the father alone who is doing the entire mitzvah. Ki im b'siyua kayin shemekabel apidyon. It's because the kayin needs to be involved by receiving the five shkolim. Therefore, he's part of the mitzvah as well. Therefore, you can say liftos haben, because it's not only entirely up to the father to be able to say liftos. Therefore, since the kayin has to be involved too, the father can only say al pidyon haben. So now that we're saying al pidyon haben, which means that there are two partners in order to perform this mitzvah. V'lekach mesapkele, therefore he has the question, the Gemara had the question, mi mevarech shechiyonu. Now that we know that there are two partners, so now the question is, who should make the shechiyonu? Since it takes both of them to complete the mitzvah, and the kayin has an additional part of this, which is he's the one that actually benefits from it. They both are part of the mitzvah, and the kayin, in addition to that, also benefits. So therefore, maybe he should be making the bracha. So in other words, the Tzlach says that that's why they introduced this, the other bracha, because the focus is on the wording of that bracha. Aber yisayt pirushay zeh shapsak shehasafik shel haboy menei eina ela mediyuk aloshen al pidyon haben. But his, in other words, that his explanation is based on the fact of the specific words used in the bracha. That's what they were focusing on. It doesn't seem from the wording in the Gemara that that was the type of question they were asking, because number one, mehanigud, from the contrast, pshita, because it says obviously baruch that the first bracha kayim avarech the father makes. The kayim avarech oy avi aben, but then when it gets to the shechiyanu, is it the father or the kayin? Mashma dapshitusehi be'oisei anoisei shabaya abaya mavarech. Shabaya abaya. In other words, that when the Gemara is contrasting the first bracha to the second bracha, obviously the first one the father makes. The question is, who makes the second one? So in other words, by the Gemara contrasting, it seems that the question, it was the same in the first and the second, whereas in the first one there is no real question, in the second one there is a question. So the focus is on who's the contrast is who should be making the bracha. Not in this one, the bracha is made in this way, and therefore who is the one that makes the second bracha? That's not a contrast. Number two, im ikra adgosha hu loy bazed pshitada ashaav hu mevarech al apidyon ela benusach habracha. If the emphasis of the Gemara is not on the fact that it's clear that the father makes the first bracha, but rather it's focusing on the wording in the bracha, im kein havalulameima beseder hafach, you should have said it in the opposite. Pshita shavi aben mevarech benusach apidyon aben. It's obvious that the father makes this bracha, which is al pidyon haben. The like of Yishul Lefaneinu pshita al pidyon haben avi haben mevarech. If the focus was on the words of the bracha, then it should have said obviously the bracha that the father makes, which is al pidyon haben. Rather, what does it say? It says, obviously, the bracha al pidyon haben is the father's bracha. Why does he, the end of the question is where the focus of the question is. So therefore, or in this case, the end of the statement is where the statement, where the focus of the statement is. So since it concludes with Aviyah ben Mevarech, obviously that's the focus. The mashman v'loy nachsil l'dayik ba'abrocha. Therefore, it seems that they're not coming to emphasize the bracha elamiyu amavarech, but rather the meaning of the statement is clearly it's the father that makes the bracha, and therefore that leaves the question of is it the kohen that makes the other one. A third thing, Havale Lemaimar Bekitzer, you should have said it in briefly. Kivin Al Pidyon Haben Mevarech, Al Pidyon Haben Baruch Shechiyonu Kayim Mevarech. Since the Al Pidyon Haben in the bracha of Al Pidyon Haben, he says Al Pidyon Haben. Therefore, the question becomes, who makes the Shechiyonu? It shouldn't have said anything about Aviya Ben Mevarech. That's not the issue. It's only a question. It's only focusing on the words. I should have brought the words, and that's it. Being kain hadar kushul l'duchta, and therefore, now that we've, it seems difficult. The Rebbe shows three difficulties with the answer. The tzlach. So the question comes back. Matam la'akdama shaviya ben mevarach al pidyon haben. What is the reason that the Gemara introduces the fact that the father makes al pidyon haben as the introduction to the question whether the kohen or the father make the shechiyonu? The same can be asked also about the end of this matter as it's discussed in the Gemara. But Masha Amru Rav Simloi, what was the answer that they gave Rav Simloi bebei midrasha? Shaviya ben mevarach shtayin, that the father makes both brachas. V'gam asiyim b'gemara, and also the way the Gemara concludes the subject. V'hilcha shaviya ben mevarach shtayin, the father makes both brachas. V'chiminyona also lashminyon, does the Gemara have to tell us how many brachas are made? The question wasn't how many brachas are made. The question was who makes the shechiyonu. The question wasn't in regards to both brachas. The question was only in regards to shechiyonu. So the Gemara shouldn't have said, neither should they have given this answer to Rav Simloi. And then the conclusion of the Gemara should have been simply, Havia ben mevarach shechiyonu. The answer to the question is, the father makes the shechiyonu, not the father makes both brachas. Nobody asked about the first bracha. The first bracha wasn't in question. Dalit, gam tzorach lo, and we also have to understand. Maya shaycha shal mitzvah pidyon haben ubirchasa. What's the connection between the mitzvah pidyon haben and the bracha and the pidyon haben shalachin sudra b'siyim l'masechta psachim? And what's the connection to masechta psachim? Which obviously there is a connection because that's why it was placed at the very conclusion of Masechta Pesachim. There must be some connection. The Pirush Rashbam Mavur, the Rashbam explains, Mishum the Ayri Masnisim Bishnei Mine Brachas Ba'odom Echad, because the Mishnah is talking about two different types of brachas which are made by the same person, Umaisa Echad, in regards to one activity, Hatoli Zebezeh, which are dependent on each other, these two brachas in this one subject are dependent on each other. Kegayim Pesach v'Zevach, like making a bracha on the Korban Pesach and the Zevach, which is the Korban Chagiga, and both of them need a bracha, separate bracha. Shechagiga ba ima Pesach, because the Korban Chagiga is eaten alongside the Korban Pesach, and each one needs its own bracha. Mishum hachi, therefore, since it's talking about two different brachas, which are made by the same person within the same context of the same activity, mishum hachi nokat nami lahai uvde davia ben mevarach shtayim. That's why the Gemara also says, brings another case in which the father has to make the two brachas, shechiyonu and al pidyon haben, in regards to the same, in the same context. Omnom ze osi shapa benegei laha Gemara. However, even if you accept this answer, that it explains why the Gemara says that. But we still have to ask the question in regards to the Rif and the Rosh. Shagam heim eviu halacha zu b'masechta psachim. They too bring this halacha in masechta psachim in this right here. the Darkam Haim, where normally their approach would be, normally what they do, since they see themselves as a svarim of halacha, which give you the conclusion of what the Gemara's halacha is. So where do they write their halachas? They collect them all into the place where it belongs. In the Gemara, there is halachas which can be found all over the place, and not necessarily are they all in the same place in which they, and sort of, you would think they belong. But the Rif and the Rosh, if they find a halacha that's dealing with Pesach, and they find it in Masechet Shabbos, they'll record it in Masechet Pesachim, because that's where it belongs, in halacha, in their conclusions of halacha. But over here, for some reason, they bring this question of the brachas of the Pidyon HaBen, not in Masechet Bechiras, where it would seem to belong, but they leave it here, they discuss it here in Masechet Pesachim as well. They should have brought it only in Masechet Bechiras, not in Masechet Pesachim. So therefore we must say, since the Rif and the Rosh also bring in a Masechet Pesachim, that there is a specific connection to Masechet Pesachim, and that's why they leave it here as well. So the explanation of this whole matter is, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen takes three people, three participants, to fulfill the mitzvah. Avi HaBen, HaPeides B'nai, there's the father that is redeeming the child. HaBen, the son, HaNifta, who is redeemed. And V'HaKayin HaMakabal D'mei HaPidyon, and the Kayin who receives the money for the redemption. V'hine Yishtatfus HaKayin, B'zeshem HaMakabal D'mei HaPidyon, the participation of the Kayin in the fact that he receives the money for the pidyon, through which the son, the bechor, becomes redeemed. Ein inyana sha'olav hutal achiyuv. That doesn't mean in any way that he has some obligation to redeem the son, that there's some obligation on him to be part of it. Lifter's bechor mi Yisrael, to say that he has an obligation to be involved in redeeming Yisraelim, his children. Elashu chelak etnai b'mitzvah pidyon. Rather, he is, of course, it's conditional on him receiving the pidyon, and he's a part of it, but it's not that it's his obligation in any way. The only way you can affect a pidyon haben is by giving money to the kohen. So therefore, that's his participation. But when it comes to the father of the son, for the son himself, we can look at it in two different ways. Aleph, mitzvah sabdiya I ala ben. One way of looking at it is, whose obligation is it that a child, a firstborn, should be redeemed? One way is to look at it, it's the son's obligation. It's an obligation for himself. Aval hayeshi efshalay liv the sasatzme bekatnuse. But since the time be'ez chalais mitzvah, when does this mitzvah take effect? At a month old. At a month old, you can't expect a baby to do the redemption himself. That's why the Torah told the father to step in on behalf of his son in order to bring about the Pidyon HaBen. And therefore the father steps in for the son in order to do the mitzvah. Another way of looking at it is, it's never the son's obligation. The Torah lechatchila put the obligation on the father. It makes it originally the father's obligation. The mitzvah to redeem the firstborn is the mitzvah of the father, not of the son. What is some of the differences between in halacha, whether we look at it this way or that way, would be, if the father did not do a pidyon haben for the son, and now the son grew up, now we still have the father and the son. Now the father finds out that he's supposed to do a pidyon haben for his son. The son is already 20 years old, or bar mitzvah. who has the obligation now? Whose mitzvah is it at this point? If we say like the first approach, that it's the son's mitzvah, but the father stepped in because the son was too young. That the main mitzvah is the son. So therefore, in this case, that the son is already an adult. The kvar roi hu, and therefore he's now able to do the mitzvah himself. The lachein gam chayev hu, and therefore now it becomes his obligation to do it. Liftei sasatzmei, to redeem himself. Nafke chiyuvei memele gam zchusa shel av. Therefore, the father's obligation, and therefore also his right to the mitzvah, is now gone, because the son, it's really his, and he is able to do it, so now the father is out of the picture. But if we say the other way, that the chiyuv was always the father's chiyuv, so therefore even after the son grew up and he hadn't yet had a ben, it's still the father's obligation and therefore the father's right to do the mitzvah. But now comes along the pasuk and says that even though it is the father's obligation, the pasuk gives an additional pasuk to tell you that if the father didn't do it, the son has to do it. Otherwise you would think the son never has an obligation. If the father didn't do it, then nobody does it. So the pasuk says no, if the father didn't do it, the son should do it. But it's always remains the father's mitzvah if he's available and he wants to do it. Based on this, we can explain the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and what is the source of telling us that it's the, that if the father didn't redeem the son has to redeem himself. According to the Yerushalmi, that brings this chiyuv, that if the father didn't do it, the son has to do it. Where does he bring it from? From the pasuk v'chol b'cher adam v'nechativde. Shemimenu lemeidim sha'av chay livdes esbenei, from which we learn the very mitzvah that it's the father that has to redeem his son. That's the pasuk that says the father has to redeem his son. And the, in Kairach, it doesn't say that the father should do it. It just simply says that he has to be redeemed. So if we learn that the son has to redeem himself, if the father didn't do it, from the same pasuk where it originally said that the father has to do it, Hayne sheb bereishis mekayra, shel mitzvos pidyon haben b'ksav, nichlalu beis hachiyuvim. In other words, it's in the same pasuk that includes both of these things. First of all, that it's the father's obligation, and secondly, that if the father doesn't do it, the son needs to do it. Shalava ben ke'echad. In other words, it's brought together in the same pasuk. Both things are learned from the same pasuk. Mistabesh ha'mitzvah bi'ikari hi chayves ha'ben. It makes more sense, more logical sense to say that be'etzem it's the son's obligation. And that it comes from the son's obligation that we give it to the father to do when the son is unable to do it, because both of them are being learned from the same pasuk. In other words, that the son is also included in the pasuk, in the mitzvah of pidyon haben. In other words, the way we would have to see it is it's the son's mitzvah. If the son is too young, the father should do it. The son grows up, the son does it. Megimish ha-mitzvah, he lived v'daisa v'kadnusay. As we said before, that since the mitzvah is to do it when he's a young child, when he's a month old, sh'ozi efshaloi lived as a satzmai, in which case he can do it himself, l'chein amra teira, therefore the teira said, added, in other words, the chiyuv on the father, sh'av yifte ezbenei b'makam ha-ben, that the father should step in for his son. But according to the way the Bavli says it, that this obligation that the son has, that if the father didn't do it, he should do it. We learned this from a completely different pasuk, Hanemer keprat echad bepashas matnis kahuna, which is given in Kairach, which brings the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen only as a context to the matnis kahuna, not its original source for the mitzvah, which is in our parsha. And it gives us as another detail, like, you know, now you know it has to be 5 shkolim. Now you know that it has to be a month old. Now you know that if the father didn't do it, the son should do it. So in other words, it's one detail in the bigger picture. And it's not learned from the same pasuk, which is in our parsha, where it's the original mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Shabai nemar din Pidyon HaAv, in which there the pasuk details that it's the father's obligation. Mizeh muchach, from this it's clear, shechiyuvah shel HaBen ein loy mokem v'kesher v'chiyuvah dekro shel HaAv, that the son's obligation is not the same as the father's obligation. It doesn't come from the same source as the father's obligation. But that it's an additional detail in the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, which is brought elsewhere, not in the original source of Pidyon HaBen. Shagama ben yochel liv desisatzme kashiyagadol, that the son also can do it if he grows up and the father didn't do it. So he said, medicine, in other words, etzem mitzvah de Pidyon HaBen uchayv sa'ab. In other words, the original mitzvah in its original source gives the mitzvah to the father. It doesn't give it to the son. Only that if the son grew up. It's not that if the son grows up, it now gets taken away from the father. Rather, which in our case would mean it took away the father's obligation and therefore his right to the mitzvah. Why would you say that? Rather, what it means is that now that the son became bar mitzvah, now he becomes obligated to all mitzvahs of behem gamzeh, and including in all the mitzvahs is also this mitzvah. Shabim loy padei av, that if the father didn't do the pidyon haben upshita beim ein av roitze livdei zaben, obviously if the father doesn't want to do it, so now the Torah comes along and hands it to the son. The father doesn't want to do it. The father didn't do it and he's no longer available. Now it's up to you to do it. But it didn't take it away from the father. It always remains the father's mitzvah. That is evidence from the fact that the Torah places the obligation on the son in a completely different place, not in the original mitzvah, in a place where other details of the mitzvah are also mentioned. So this can also explain the question that we asked that in regards to the conclusion of Masechta Pesachim. The reason why the Gemara introduces this, you know, it's obvious that it's the father that makes the that bracha. Because it's only after introducing this statement that we can understand the question about Shechiyonu. Hadiyuku, what is the diuk? What is that? What is it that the Gemara is taking out of this statement? Kiven the pshita b'li kol tnoyim dal pidyon haben av mevorech haynu le'olam. Since it's clear that it's unconditional, that the father always makes the mitzvah al pidyon haben. It's the father's mitzvah. Even gam la'achar shegod la'ben, even after the son has grown up, u'benosach sha'av oimer asher kedushanu mitzvayzo v'tzivanu, and that the father still says, even if the son is a bar mitzvah, the father still says, he commanded me. And it always remains the father's mitzvah. Kloimer. If we were to say that if the son grew up and now Pidyon HaBen is being done, it wouldn't be the father to make the bracha, but rather the son. In other words, we would have to go with the approach that the mitzvah is really the son's mitzvah. Only that when the son is only a month old, the Torah says, okay, you step in, the father should step in to do it on behalf of the son. Oz lehaya baya lehaya mibay luhu mimavar shechianu. Then there would be no question who should make the shechianu. The pinyan shebekatnus shalaben, even when the son is a child. Keep shita shakaya mevarach. Then it would be clear that the kain should make the bracha. Kimin shabracha shaloi tia alhai no the matali yodei. Because the kayin would be making a bracha on a benefit that he is receiving, something that is directly connected to him. And there would be no reason to think that the father should make the shechianu. Why? Because this mitzvah isn't even his mitzvah. It's the son's mitzvah. He's only stepping on behalf of someone else. Whereas the kayin, he's making on in his own behalf. He got the five shkolin. Elo shuraka is a mitzvah benoi. As I said, he only does it for his son. Valder is a mitzvah shechianu. Similar to what we would say, that if somebody does a mitzvah on somebody else, on behalf of somebody else, which you can do, you can send a shliach to do a mitzvah on your behalf, but that person wouldn't make a shechianu. It's not his mitzvah. He's not making a shechianu. So therefore, the father would also not be considered to be. It's his mitzvah because it's the son's mitzvah. Avol mekiven de pshita shabirchas hashegid shana tzayis avitzavan ha'opinion aben avi aben mevorech lo ilom. But now that it's clear to us, because the Bavli goes with the approach that the mitzvah is the mitzvah on the son to redeem himself comes from another place, not from the original mitzvah. Therefore, the original mitzvah has to be seen as the father's. And therefore, the father is always, even after the son has grown up. And when he makes the bracha shekid shon mitzvah zivanu, he would do this even if the son was already an adult. It would still remain the father's bracha. In other words, shem ezem mochach the pidyon ha-ben mitzvah se'el avi, that it's clear that the pidyon ha-ben, the bracha, the mitzvah is the father's. And that's why he makes the bracha even after the son grows up. Im Kain, so according to this, mi boyla, now we take, I have a good question. Mi mevarach shechianu, ha'avei ha'kayin, who is it? Who is the one that makes the shechianu? Is it the father or the kayin? Machadish name, shavim ba'al, because now they're both equal. It's the father's mitzvah, it's the kayin's benefit, so therefore the question is a good question. Ha'im yivarech the ka'avid mitzvah, ha'avim yivarech the ka'avid mitzvah, is it the father that makes the bracha because he's doing the mitzvah? It's his mitzvah, she'oisei zicha HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvah zu, that Hashem granted him this mitzvah, haba mizman lezman, which only comes from time to time, which is the reason why you make a shechianu. Oisha kayin yivarech kivin amatayan aliyadayu, is it the kayin that makes the bracha because he gets a benefit, the kol simchas levav haba l'adam, and therefore the reason for the shechianu for the kayin would be because whenever a person gets some sort of a joyful gift, Chayev levaruch alei, yes, to make a shechianu. In parentheses, the Rebbe says, "Vim taymar," and should you ask, "Im ken yivaruchu shneim?" If so, let them both make the bracha shechianu. Avi aben al anasina mitzad zchus hamitzvah. The father or the son by giving the five shkolim because it's his mitzvah. Va'kayin al kabbalah, and the kayin should make the bracha for receiving the five shkolim. Mishundu matan al yoda, because he gets the benefit. Yishleimar, we can answer that. Ma'achas enaktina. The aim of orchim shechianu al kolano abole l'adam. El rak banos davachoshu v'miyuchad. Since we have the rule that you don't make a bracha for any small benefit that you get. You get your paycheck, you don't make a shechianu. It's only for something important, something unusual, and so on. Something outstanding. That's why you only make a shechianu if you buy a house, or you buy a new garment, which was very not so common in those days, a new garment. Therefore, in our case, a kayin wouldn't make a shechianu just because he got five shkolin, because that's not important enough to make a shechianu. The reason that we would think that the kayin should make it is because he receives five shkolin as a chelik of the mitzvah of his participation in pidyon haben. Then he should make it. And it's the mitzvah which gives the importance to the five shkolim to make it important enough that you should make, have, perhaps have to make a bracha shechianu. the ima av yivaro shechiyanu. But if the father is making the shechiyanu, ayin shem bevarach al etzem mitzvah. In other words, the father is already making the shechiyanu on the mitzvah. That's why the father is making the shechiyanu, because it's his mitzvah. Ein mokum l'kayin l'varo shechiyanu b'kesher im ha'tofel sheba. Then it would make no sense that the kayin should now make a shechiyanu with the secondary thing, which is that because of the mitzvah, the five shkolim became important. The father already made the shechiyanu on the mitzvah. V'im kein ein ha'brocha ela leino levada, and therefore the kayin would only be making a bracha on the five shkolim, the mitzvah part of it, that which gave it importance, the father already made the shechiyanu on. So what's the kohen going to make a bracha on $5, on five shkolim? That isn't important enough to make a shechiyanu. Val pi hezber anal. So based on this explanation, yuvin gam kein diuk haloshen la'acha sheshol bebei medrasha. That now we can explain also what the way the Gemara says it after he asked this question. Omerle, they answered him, Avi Abayim Mevaruch Shtayim. The father makes the two brachas. V'loi Dayim Lishet Esabayi Levada. And it wasn't enough for them to say simply, Shavi Abayim Mevaruch Shechiyanu. The father makes the Shechiyanu. Rather, they answered, he makes both. Why does he have to say both? Lahadgish, it comes to emphasize that Tam Echod Hu B'Shtayim, that it's the same reason. It's for the same reason that the father makes both brachas. She'ikir mitzvahs pidina ben dilehi. The reason for making both brachas is the same reason. He is the principal of this mitzvah. The lo yishabah b'makam haben, and not that he steps in instead of his son. The lachem avarach al pidina ben, and that's why he's the one that gets to make a pidina ben gam kshiyash makam l'chiyav al haben, even should the son already have grown up and also has somewhat of an obligation. It would still be the father. Why? In other words, that it's the reason that he makes the bracha of Pidin HaBen is because he's the principal. So, Ike Bircha Shechiyonu Delehi, therefore, the Shechiyonu also becomes his, the Lachei Mevarcha, and therefore he's the one that makes the bracha after Matiyano Lidei Kayin, even though the Kayin also gets a benefit. B'dugmas Chiyav HaBen, and the Kayin is in this sense similar to the son. The son also has a participation in the mitzvah. If the father didn't do it, the son would have to do it. But it's the father that has the principal mitzvah, and therefore he makes the first bracha, and it's for the same reason that he makes the shechiyanu. Im hayenemer avia ben mevarech shechiyanu, because if it had said simply, the father makes the shechiyanu, not that the father makes both, that the father makes the shechiyanu, lo yehavi yadinan, time of the milsa, we wouldn't know the reason. Why is it that they chose the father to make the shechiyanu? We might say that the reason is simply because this is not enough of a reason for a kohen to make a bracha. As if to say that, you know, you don't make a bracha when you buy something small, and for the same reason, the five shkolim isn't enough of a reason of a bracha. But that's not the reason. The reason is that the kohen would make the bracha if the father wasn't the principal, because the five shkolim would have the chshivas of the mitzvah otherwise. Just like the kohen doesn't, if he gets a truma or meiser or any of the other 24 gifts that a kohen gets, he doesn't make a bracha shechiyanu. So you would think the same thing applies to Pidyon HaBen, but the truth is that that's not the reason. By Pidyon HaBen, he would make a bracha shechiyonu if the father wasn't making it. But since the father is the principal, which we see from the fact that he makes the first bracha, that's why he makes both brachas. Based on this, we can explain the connection between Pidyon HaBen and Masechta Pesachim. Kishem shemitziyusa ikra shol pidin haben v'chol b'chir adam v'nechativ d'nemra b'teira shabiksa b'hem shach l'taymai v'siv b'asei shalat sivui v'hi ki ikra parish l'cheinu. Just like the mitzvah, the main reason for pidin haben, it was said in the Teira in regards to coming, because Hashem killed the Mitzrayim. Because apparently didn't want to send us out, but Yarek Hashem kol b'cherim eretz Mitzrayim, v'hitzol es b'nim b'cheir Yisrael, and there, and he saved the Jewish cherim. L'chei mechuyev kol av b'nei Yisrael lifdais es b'nei b'cheir. And for this reason, that's why the Torah says that a father has to redeem his son, his firstborn son. Al derozeh who aseidav v'inu b'teirus v'alpeh. Just like it's brought in Teirus V'Ksav, the same thing is reflected in Teirus V'Alpeh Masecht Pesachim. She'ikre v'toichne shel Pesach hu asher pasach al batei b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. The main reason for bringing the Korban Pesach, for which Masecht Pesachim is named, is because Hashem jumped over, skipped over the homes of the Jewish people when he killed the Mitzrayim, the Bemakas B'cheiris, as Batenu Hitzil, and our firstborn and our homes he saved. Harei hu hatam l'mitzvus pidyon haben, and that's the reason for pidyon haben. L'chein harei hi amesuva basiyum shel Masechta Pesachim, and therefore that's the conclusion of Masechta Pesachim. In other words, that since the ikir mitzvah of pidyon haben, as we just discussed, is not from Masechta Keirah, from Parsha Keirah, where it's just a secondary thing. But rather, the main mitzvah comes from the Parsha Bai, where it talks about and it gives the reason that it's because Hashem saved the Jewish Bechayrim. So also, the whole Korban Pesach is for that same reason, and therefore, it's only logical that that's where the mitzvah of Masecht of Pidyon HaBen should be at the conclusion of Masecht HaPesachim. And in the connection between the end of Masechta Pesachim and this reason of Pidyon HaBen also explains, brings out the reason why the father makes a Shechiyonu. That the reason why the saving of the Bechayrim was because Hashem skipped over and then Hashem took the Yidin out of Mitzrayim. It was Hashem himself, Ani v'lei malach, and so on, as we say in the Haggadah, that it was Hashem himself who did the killing of the Bechayrim and the saving of the Yidin and so on. And therefore the result of that act on behalf of Hashem, the result is mitzvah pidyon haben. Hamitzvah yala'av lived as pnei b'chayre. That's why the father is the one that's commanded to do the mitzvah, and not that it's the son's mitzvah, which then gets sort of the father steps in. Because just as Hashem did the work on his own to save the Yidden, so also the father, to save his firstborn son, therefore the father has to be the one to redeem his firstborn son. Al pi kol anal yesh levayr es asiyin de mesechta psachim bepnimi seinyanim. Based on this, we can explain the end of mesechta psachim as it is from the inner dimension of Torah. Asiyim vashleim is a pidyon shel bnei b'chayri Yisrael. Ma'agolus, haino agolus azeh achrin. That what is the siyum and the conclusion of Pidyon HaBen, when the Eibush will redeem the Yidden in the final geula that will come soon. Sharei chukov ha'mishpatov liYisrael, because as we know that whatever the Eibush does himself, it's his rules that he lives by or whatever conducts himself by. That's what he tells the Yidden to do. Hu oisa ba'atzmei. In other words, he does whatever he tells us to do. Ubavadi yekayim akadosh baruch hu mitzvos pidyon haben. Therefore, if he told us to do pidyon haben, without doubt that he will do pidyon haben too. Liftas b'nei b'cheirim me'agolus, that he will redeem us, his firstborn, from the golus. Ba'scholus hasiyum, and so the beginning of the siyum is Rab Simloi. What's Rab Simloi? Shehu balashmua v'apsag din. He was the one that said, "La'olam yisader adam shvachas shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'achkach yispalel." A person should first arrange his praises of Hashem, and then he should pray for his needs. U'klolos sidur shvachas shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'shnayim. What does it mean to arrange the praises of Hashem in two ways? B'nigla u'b'nister. There is the outright, the overt sidur shvachay, and then there is the not overt, the concealed, you know, the inner dimension of it. Kenusach HaBrachas, Baruch Ata, Hashem Kedishanu, Ata L'Noichach, as we know that Baruch Ata means you, it's like you can point at it, somebody opposite you, which means it's overt, Mimalu Kol Almin, that is referring to Mimalu Kol Almin, which is, Seder Ishtalshul is the part where Hashem is manifest in the world and can be understood within the world and so on. And then there's V'kiddushanu, and he sanctified us, which is Benister, referring to him in the third person, meaning that we don't see it, that you can't point at it, you don't see it, which is Seviv Kolam Alamayim Ishtalshulus, which is that which transcends the world, that which transcends Ishtalshulus, the workings of the world. And in both things there is the Siddur Shvach Shal Mokim. Behine Siddur HaShevach Tzorekli is Kama Pa'am and B'chol Yoyim. This Shevach has to be a number of times every day. Be'in O'be'inyin Ikri La'avas Hashem Elokecha Lov D'B'chol Abavchem, in the love of Hashem, to serve Hashem with all our heart. Eizu Yavedu Shebelev Ha'im Ezu Tfilo, what is the service of the heart? That's Tfilo Umum Shet T'nuyi D'Rav Simloi Be'inun and so it's understood that that which Rabbi Simloi was teaching was in this matter. In other words, that's the type of thing that he was known for, that's what he was quoted as saying. So therefore when he came to a Pidyon HaBen Ikla Lidei Liyode Gam Kin Shakla V'Tari HaShaych Has Gam Lidim Zeh. So therefore the question came up, the discussion came up, something that is connected to that which he would talk about. Dugmas Pidyon HaBen Uvde Shebishas. So therefore to him the discussion of Pidyon HaBen was Benigei Lepidyon Beni B'chayri Yisroel. It reflected on what's he's talking about, Siddur Shvach HaShol Mokim. So to him, when you ask about a Pidyon HaBen, it brings to his mind immediately the Eibishter redeeming the Yidden. Pidyon Klolos B'nei Yisroel B'dei Reseinu Eile, the redemption of the Yidden in our generation, Sheheim Ikvus and Mashiach, which is the very final, the heel of Mashiach, the end of time, Ukedemuchach Mekol HaSimonim, the Simesech HaSaita, as is clear from all the signs that are found in the end of Mesech HaSaita, that this, we are now in that time. Hazman the Iklu the Pidyon HaBen, the time when Hashem comes to the Pidyon HaBen, the time when the Eibishter has to arrive at the Pidyon HaBen. Shakosh Baruch Ha'imid lifted B'nei B'chayr Me'agolus, that the Eibishter now is, that's the time, it's time for him to redeem his son from the Golus. U'mamshach B'siyim HaGolus V'Eimer, and he continues as the conclusion of Golos, Pshita, Shekhid Ishanu B'mitzvah, Savitzvano, Pidin Aben, Abiyah, Ben Amorach. It's clear that this bracha, Pidin Aben, the father has to make. V'abayahi, the question is only, Mimavarach Shechiyanu, Kayimavarach, Abiyah, Ben Amorach. Is it the Kayin of the father? What does that mean? Dehine Achiluk, Bein Bechinus Av, or Bechinus Kayin, who, what's the difference between a father and a Kayin? The Bechinus Av, who are Eirin Sav, Baruch Hoshulam, Ailam, Ishtalshulas. Av refers to Eirin Sav that transcends Ishtalshulas. Can you do with the Av, or Bechinus Chachma, as we know that Av is Chachma, Shuin and Alpaim, Shana Kodm, Torah, Ailam, which refers to the 2,000 Dargis in which the Torah is higher than the world. Bechinus Alefcha Chachma, the you know that alpayim alefcha chachma alefcha bina, the two different alefchas which refer to Torah, and they transcend the world. The kayin shu isha chesed kayin, which is known as the isha chesed umadregas ayishabah b'shtalshulus, chesed is already part of the seder shtalshulus, even though kayin chachma is too, but it has its source in higher and so on. The zo pshita. So it's clear that for the Pidyon HaBen, the father has to make the bracha. Bracha melosh namshacha, which means bracha, also means to draw down. Namshacha sagu'ul atzma, tiyem ebchines avshalom, I don't say the shalshalos. That the coming down of the gu'ula will be from a higher level than the shalshalos, from the level of av. It's the av, from av, that's nimshach, the bracha comes for the gu'ula. Just like it was in the very first Gula, that it was Hashem Himself that did the Gula, as we said before. And because within his Seder Shtalshulos one could have asked the question, because what's the difference, as the Malachim asked, what's the difference between the Egyptians and the Yidden? So therefore, from within Seder Shtalshulos, perhaps the Geula could never have happened. But because it came from outside Seder Shtalshulos, therefore that question was no longer a question. And that's why the Geula had to come from outside Seder Shtalshulos, from the Av himself. So needless to say, how much more so, by the Geula Shleima, from this final Geula, is the Dovra Pashatu, therefore it's obvious, Shepti Yaseinu V'Geula Seinu Tiyal Yidei Avinu Shev HaShemayim B'Chvedei V'Atzmai, that the redemption will be through the Eibishter himself, Shalomayim Seder Shtalshus, from beyond the Seder Shtalshus, Elo Shabayayi. So it's clear that the Bracha is from the Av. Elo Shabayayi B'Negei L'Berichus Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Yonu L'Zman Hazeh. But in regards to the bracha lizman hazeh, haynu loy b'mekayir v'sharsha, not as these things are seen in their source, in their root source, shalom shachas etzem ha'geula, from where the geula will come, ela ba'efen ve'echos ham shacha b'zman ha'makom lamata. The question is, how will it translate? How will it play out in zman and makom down here? Hine b'zem mibayim mibayim. Over here, the question can come up: Mi mevorich? Is it the kohen, the matayan aliyade? Is it the kohen who receives the benefit of Yaviyah ben mevorich, the kavod mitzvah, or is it the father that is doing the mitzvah? What is the meaning of that? Kohen mevorich. If we were to say that kohen mevorich the berachos of Am Shachasu Shlo Geula Tia, al yidei kohen isha chesed, that the way it comes into the reality of the world will be through the kohen, which is chesed. That even though it's true that the source of the Geula comes from Lamaylam Eseder Shalshulos, b'chol zeh ham shachasa b'zman hazeh, but the way it plays out in time and space, tia al yedei midas hachesed, will be through chesed, the kohen, which is Eseder Shalshulos, in a natural way. And the reason for this would be the kamata, the kamati anoliyade, because he receives the benefit. Meaning, because the shechina is in golos. Madreges elokus v'malakol almin shehi kaviyochol begolos. Because the shechina, which is elokus as it is in the world in mamalakol almin, is also in golos, so to speak. As our sages tell us, that when the Yidden went to Golus and Edom, the Shechina is with them. In regards to the Gula, it says v'shav Hashem lekech hashvuscha. It doesn't say v'heishiv, he will bring back the captive. It says he will return with the captives. In other words, that the Shechina is also a captive. In other words, that Eibishter returns together with us. In other words, that Eibishter also is benefiting from this. In other words, that it has to be done in Mamalukul Almin, because in Mamalukul Almin, that's where the Shechina is in Golos, and therefore it has to be done there. Gam Yeshleimar, we also can say, Shein Yonishalagulu, who Gam Hano Betair Schar. The Moti Al Yedei Golosim Shal B'nei Yisrael. That another explanation, another version of what Moti Ano means, is that the Geula is, of course, a reward for the Yidden. In other words, it's a Hano that receives, that the Yidden receive as the Geula. V'lechein Efsher She HaGeula Taver Derech L'Vushia Teva. And therefore, it's possible that the Geula has to go through natural means. In other words, that it's that we shouldn't benefit from the Geula also within Teva. But from the other side is another Svara, there's a svara to say that the father should make the bracha. Shagam am shechasu upolasa shalaguula bezman hazeh tiyal yedei av avinu shemashamayim. Another approach would be that also as it's brought into the reality of the world will also be l'mayla meseder shalshalus through the father. Vatam, and the reason that it should be that way is the ka'avid mitzvah, because he does a mitzvah. Haynu shein yana shal ge'ula hu loira kana de matei al yadei. The purpose of ge'ula is not just to benefit us and the Eibishter, ela shagam etzem eifna ge'ula ikir hu shareyu mitzvah sagadosh baruch hu. That the ge'ula is not just a means to an end, it's a means to get the Eibishter out of ge'ulas and get the Yidden, benefit the Yidden and reward the Yidden, but rather it is an end into itself. It is a mitzvah. The Geula itself is a mitzvah. And that's why it's the father that makes the bracha, or is mamshich the Geula k'meishi l'maydel mishtalshelos, but teich gidri as mamu makam hazeh, that the Eibishter will bring the way the Geula is in its original source into the reality of the world, into the gidrei shtalshelus, shegam oifna geula yir b'derach shel lemayla matev legamri. In other words, that the way that the Eibishter brings about the geula will also be completely miraculous, transcend any natural limitations. That's the question. Ubayezu ifshete ba'amram, and this answered question was answered when they said Abia ben mevarach shtayim. That it's the father that makes both brachas. Mekivin shepidin abem b'chayrei he mitzvah shel avinu shebashamayim. Since to redeem the Eibishter's firstborn, which is the Yidden, is the mitzvah of our Father in heaven. Arei k'mayu shereishis hamshachas ha-geula bracha reshayna, just like the origins of the geula, which is indicated, indicated by the first bracha. The Adam Shocha comes from Lamaidl Mishtalshalos, Ilamaidl Say the Shalshalos, Kmay Kenu Ba'ifin, Hamshachos of Agos, Lamata, Tiel Yedea Av. So also the way it reaches into the reality of the world will also be from the Av. In other words, Lamaidl Say the Shalshalos. Shloy Tavet Derech Sidre Atavet, that it will not come through the orders of nature. Kiim Bishaita Chodo, Beriga Chodo. Not that it'll develop slowly and so on, but that it'll come in one moment, in one second. And it will be fully in kindness and mercy. Ad and that it will be expressed also in great joy for the guf as well. In other words, that as the lemaila mateva will reach into teva as well. And this can be also seen from, this also brings out the connection between Pidyon HaBen and Masechta Pesachim Dafka Noisav Mavur LeEil. In addition to what he already explained earlier, Sheini Masechta Pesachim Umasha Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmei Padas B'nei B'chayri Yisrael B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Masechta Pesachim is the Masechta which deals with the fact that the Eibishter redeemed the Yidden from Mitzrayim, and therefore we bring a Korban Pesach. Yes, so in addition to that explanation, Yesh Bozer Remez Gam HaGeula Asida, there is also a remez for the future Geula. She Pesach Hu Gam Aloshin Chas Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Alon, that Pesach also comes from the Loshin of he has compassion, he has Rachmanus on us. Shezeu Loshin Targum, which is an Aramaic word. V'chein Targum Unkulus Ala Pasach V'Pasachti. And the Unkulus Taka says that what is the meaning of the word Pasachti? Ve'echus, that I had Rachmanus on them. Pasach Havaya, Ve'yochus Havaya. And in the Pasach Havaya he says Ve'yochus Havaya. V'hainu Sha'apdiyah Shal B'nai B'chayrit Tumshach Gam B'Targum. In other words, that the redemption of the Yidden will be also into what's called, besides for Lashon HaKodesh, in other words, in the holy realm, it'll also go down into the worldly realm. Beloshon Levushi Olam, in the language of the world, in the Levushim of the world, that even as it translates into the world, our worldly existence, it'll also be with great Rachmanus and so on. That's why it's connected to Masechta Pesachim, the word Pesachim, which is the Inyan of Chas and so on. First it was said, it was in the Beis Medrash that Reb Simloi got his answer. In other words, in the arena of Torah. And then he concludes that the halacha is that the father makes both. That it not only remains in the reality of the Beis Medrash, but that it comes down into halacha, which means into the way the world has to conduct itself. That in the reality of the world, also the father makes both. That both the redemption itself, and also the way it will be translated into the reality of the world down here, will be in a way that transcends higher than ishtalshelus. And in a way that it skips over, which also, of course, is one of the meanings of the word that he skipped over. In other words, it's be'eifen shel dilug, which means it doesn't have to go beseda v'hadroga in the normal step-by-step natural process, but rather it goes in one shot, the shaita v'chada b'riga chada, the tuva nirim anigla b'karav mamish, should happen in a revealed way, b'karav mamish.